Thank you, and may the Lord bless you today. This is your speaker, Billy Joe Gentry, on the Living Word broadcast. Bow our heads in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we ask you today to be with our soldiers and our families, wherever they are in the world. We ask you to be with our sick and shut-ins and those that have lost their loved ones, those that need a lift from you, in Jesus' name. Amen. Those making this time possible is McQueen Funeral Home, Wheat, Missouri, Foreign Funeral Home, Cassville, Charles and Leona Goswick, and the Living Word Mission Church right here in Simcoe. All right, we're going to get started, and here's Red Foley.
Country across the sea, and I know I'll have a mansion, and I know I'll have a crown. Well, I'm bound for the kingdom of the free. Kingdom, oh yes, of the blessed and the free. And my Jesus soon is coming after me, coming for me. There is nothing to compare with the glory over there.
Yeah. Country where they say we'll never die. 'Twill be endless joy and glory there for me. Yes, I know I'll live forever in that city in the sky. Well, I'm bound for the kingdom of the free.
Yes, I'm bound for the kingdom, oh yes, of the blessed and the free. And my Jesus soon is coming after me. The Son,
oh, my Lord, Lord, Lord.
I'm
I'm gonna sit down, tell you my troubles about the world I just come from. That's when we walk that milky white way. Oh Lord, some of these days I'm gonna meet my loving mother when I get home. I'm gonna meet my loving mother when I get home. Well, 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 I'm gonna sit down, tell mother, say I'm gonna shake her hand that day. That's when we walk that milky white way. Oh Lord, some of these days I'm gonna walk that milky white way. Oh Lord, some of these days,
my Lordy, Lordy, Lord,
I'm gonna walk that milky white way. Some of these days, I'm gonna walk up and take my stand. I'm gonna join that Christian band. That's when we walk that milky white way. Oh Lord, some of these days.
Red Foley getting us started on this edition of the Living Word broadcast. I want to invite you to our church here at the Living Word Mission. We're located 2 miles east of Longview, Highway 76. Sunday school at 10, worship hour at 10:30. And my, we'd love to see you walk through our doors. Come and see us. We'd be glad to have you. We're just old-time folks here, and we have a good time in the Lord. Hope you'll come and be with us. All right, we're going to move right along. Here are the Cooley Brothers.
seem to press me.
There you have the Cooley Brothers getting on this edition of the Living Word broadcast. Come and be with us. My mailing address is 46 North Thor Road, Thor Road, right here in Rocky Comfort, Missouri, 64861. Love to hear from you. All right, here's the Chuck Wagon Gang.
Without further ado, all the way from Fort Worth, Texas, let's give a nice welcome to the Chuck Wagon Gang from Fort Worth, Texas.
Well, I've been to the river.
A real warm welcome be received here in Lynchburg as we have tonight. Right now, we'd like to sing a song that was recorded on Columbia Records by the Chuck Wagon Gang some 5 or 6 years ago. It's one that has become, in other areas, quite a favorite. We receive a lot of requests for it. It's called When I Looked Up and He Looked Down.
I was wandering far from Jesus in the paths of sin and shame.
When I looked up and he looked down,
I had never sought salvation, never trusted in his name.
When I looked up
and he looked down,
yes, I looked up.
And he looked down,
and
what?
Chuck Wagon Gang Live, and I hope you enjoyed them today. We're going to move right along. Here's Charles Cosworth.
Well, once I was lost, I couldn't find my way. I was wicked and wild in every way. But then I met Jesus. He came into my heart. He forgave me. Gave me a brand new start. Jesus can save you, my friend. All you gotta do is ask him. It don't matter who you are. It don't matter what you've been. Yes, Jesus can save you, my friend. All you have to do is trust him. Come and be saved, and then you'll enter in. Have you ever wondered what life is all about? We toil and we struggle till our body gives out. At the end of life's journey, death is sure to come. Will you be ready when life's last day is done? Jesus can save you, my friend. All you gotta do is ask him. It don't matter who you are. It don't matter what you've been. Yes, Jesus can save you, my friend. All you have to do is trust him. Come and be saved, and then you'll enter in.
deep in your heart, and you know from God that you're far apart. Take your burden to Jesus, kneel down and pray. He'll forgive you and wash your sins away. Jesus can save you, my friend. All you gotta do is ask him. It don't matter who you are, it don't matter what you've been. Yes, Jesus can save you, my friend. All you have to do is trust him. Come and be saved, and then you'll enter in. Come and be saved, and then you'll enter in.
All right, Charlie Goswick here on the Living Word Broadcast. Our Bible lesson takes us to the 8th chapter of Romans. If you're saved today and the Lord's in your heart, then this scripture will mean a lot to you. There are those who condemn Christianity, but I want to tell you, the Bible says there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. We do not walk after the flesh once we're saved. We walk after the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit gives us the guidance that we need, and Jesus promised it in John 14. He said he would not leave us comfortless, he'd send the Holy Ghost, and it would lead us and guide us and teach us in all truths. So today I want to encourage you, if you're a Christian, those of you who are listening around the world, hang on to your faith, and may it bless you and may it guide you in these dark and troubled times. Paul says in verse 2, "For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of sin and death." We don't have to worry about death. We have eternal life on the other side. Well, it seems as though that some who try to condemn Christianity put us away and put us down. Let me tell you, Jesus is coming and he'll put an end to all things. That's what the Bible says. That's what I believe. And so today, do not feel in condemnation, but walk in the Spirit. Walk in the law of the Spirit and grace. And I'll tell you what, it'll bless your heart. They might take our life here, but they can't destroy the soul. Brother, let me tell you, that is bound up in Jesus Christ, and it is given to us in the gift, and no one can touch it. The Bible says, rather fear one that can take the Spirit rather than to fear one that can take this life. You see, Jesus Christ is a giver of eternal life, so therefore, there is no way they can take that. And praise the Lord for that. We have a home in heaven promised through eternal life through Jesus Christ. In chapter 6 and verse 23 of this same book, he says, "The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." They took his life one time, but they'll not take it the next time. You read the book of Revelations. When he comes, my friend, he's going to settle all things. He's going to be the king on the earth, and there'll be no one that can touch him. For God is the greatest power there is. There may be some that doubt that, but he'll prove it one day. He said, "For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh." God sent Jesus Christ here in his own likeness that he might bear the cross and he might give his life for so you and I could be believers in him. You see, I'm not ashamed of Christianity because Jesus Christ gave me life when I had none. And I want to tell you today, there's no greater joy than knowing it. When we leave this world, no matter how we leave by death, we have a home in heaven that no one can take away. He says, "And that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit." When we walk after the Spirit, then the law is fulfilled in us because Jesus Christ fulfilled the law. And as he fulfilled the law, it says, "For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, they are after life and peace." So let me tell you today, as you listen to this broadcast, I hope that you have given your heart and life to Jesus Christ. That's what we're all about here with the Living Word Missions, is to tell the world that Jesus loves them and that he cares. And that in his word, he has given us a promise. Verse 6 says, "For to be carnal-minded is death, but to be spiritual-minded is life and peace." My goodness, he says it's life and peace. That's eternal life. That's life beyond the grave, because a carnal mind is enmity against God. It is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Today I hope that you are a Christian and you know him. And if you don't know him, all you got to do is bow your head there by the radio and accept him as your personal Savior. And I'll guarantee you, he'll come into your life. Heavenly Father, come in the heart of that man, woman, boy, or girl who needs you now. In Jesus' name, amen. Hope you'll write to me. Again, my mailing address is Billy Joe Gentry, Rocky Country, Missouri, 64861. Hope you'll write to me. Clock on the wall says it's time to go. So from all of us here at the Living Word Mission Church and the Living Word Broadcast, our sponsors, Billy Joe Gentry, saying goodbye and God bless you till next time.
Never miss your favorite show again. For more than 30 years, KNEO has been bringing you great Bible teachers on a local and national level. And now, we've made it easier than ever to hear from these great men and women of God. KNEO's entire lineup is now available to listen anytime, anywhere, through our website. Go to kneo.org/podcast to see all the options. You can search for programs alphabetically, or you can select individual categories like culture, kids, leadership, or music. We even have a category just for locally produced programs, so you can hear from pastors and spiritual leaders located right here in the four-state area. And all these resources are absolutely free. KNEO's mission is to get God's Word in front of you, and this is one of the ways we do it. Give it a try today. Go to kneo.org and click on the podcast tab to get started.